Therefore many of the Judeans, who came to Mary and had seen the things which he did, believed in him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees, and told them the things which Jesus had done. The chief priests therefore and the Pharisees gathered a council, and said, "What are we doing? For this man does many signs. If we leave him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is advantageous for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation not perish." Now he did not say this of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather together into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on they plotted to kill him. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Judeans, but departed from there into the country near the wilderness, to a city called Ephraim, and stayed there with his disciples. Now the Jewish Passover was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover, to purify themselves. Then they sought for Jesus and spoke one with another, as they stood in the temple, "What do you think that he is not coming to the feast at all?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it, that they might arrest him.